This morning in Tampa, for the second time in as many weeks, dozens of Verizon workers picketed in front of their office building in downtown Tampa. These workers are not asking for higher wages or better health care benefits, but they are unhappy. They say management is not allowing them to do their jobs. A Verizon business sales representative named Paul, who has worked for the company for 12 years, told WMNF why he was picketing in the chilly early morning weather.
Basically, you can't come to work and feel good about coming to your job because you're feeling pressured to do too much of the wrong thing. You're not giving the customer the service that they deserve. Basically, we're not giving customer service. We're basically trying to push them into things that they really don't need.
Bobby Jones is an equipment technician for Verizon.
Rather than fix the customer's problem, they're wanting us to try and sell them something before we fix what they're paying for. And then they're writing us up for not selling.
Jones says Verizon has applied some pressure to customer service representatives to push other products on customers, but never to the extent that is happening now.
They give away perks and this, that, and the other, but they want us to sell more than to fix things. Our handling time, they want us to, you know, try and sell something to customer right away, you know, rather than handle their problem.
In 2005, Verizon was awarded a franchise for cable television service in Tampa, as well as in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and other counties in the Bay Area, making it at the time one of the few areas in the country where there was active competition for cable services. Brighthouse, who previously held the monopoly in the region, has also expanded its services to provide internet and telephone coverage. According to U.S. Telecom, telephone companies now have over 5 million TV subscribers, with Verizon the leader with 1 million subscribers in 13 states. Doug Sellers is the business manager for IBEW Local Unit 824. He says pressure to sell by Verizon management is having a negative effect on the workers being able to do the work they're primarily paid to do, and it's creating a morale problem.
Our technicians are timed on everything they do, which equals bad customer service because we have to rush. If the company thinks they take too long on an install, if they take too long on a call in one of the call centers, then they start disciplinary action. Just doesn't make any sense. All that just equates to bad customer service. We want to do it right. Do it right the first time for the customer, make them proud to be Verizon customers, and enjoy a great product.
The street protest by Verizon workers comes weeks after the Tampa Tribune reported about customer frustration with billing problems and sales techniques. Specifically, some customers complained about Verizon's advertised $99 per month deal for bundled services that ended up costing some people more than $130 per month with the addition of equipment rentals and fees. Bob Ellick is a spokesman for Verizon in Tampa. He says the informational picket by Verizon employees is simply a typical labor management dispute.
It tends to come from management making decisions that the union doesn't agree with. In this case, some decisions that were made to try to improve customer service and productivity, and they've chosen to take their disagreement with that to the streets in this form. The notion that we would emphasize sales over service is just not terribly realistic. They go together, and these folks are hired for that reason. They are sales and service representatives.
And Ellick says that in the competitive marketplace that Verizon finds itself in, selling and service need to go hand in hand. But he rejects the notion that customer complaints are higher because Verizon is emphasizing sales over service.
We're not saying that we haven't had some service issues. When you have business with well over a million customers in an area, you're probably going to have some, you know, that are always there. But if you put it in that context, the number of people that we serve send out well over a million bills a month, and then look at the problems and issues associated with that, you'd have to conclude that it's a relatively small number. But we work on those things all the time. Even if we get one complaint, it's too much for us. And we're always looking at our systems and our processes to try to improve them, and we've made some improvements. So we expect that to become a much better circumstance for both our customers and our employees.
Union head Doug Sellers acknowledges that selling is part of the customer service rep's job, but says those jobs have become harder now because of the pressure to sell.
Yes, they have to sell. Yeah, it's demanded of each employee, especially in the call centers, and even out in the field when they go to install a house, they're told they have to try to upsell the service. Even if a customer calls into the call center, which we're in front of here today, if they call in because they can't afford the service they have, they're trying to downsize a little bit to make things work. Even those calls, the employees are demanded to try to make a sale. If they call in with their phones out of service, we tell them we can't get there for 6 to 10 days. After we tell them that, after these employees tell them that, then they have to try to sell them something. It just makes no sense, and it's infuriating the customers.
A representative who wanted to be identified only by her first name of Melinda works in the residential business repair center. She says the sales pitch can be awkward when trying to help a customer regain his or her service.
Well, I mean, you can do it any time during the call, but you're given 240 seconds to complete the call, and sometime during that call, you have to ask for them to refer a friend and to see if they're interested in any other services or sales. And it's very difficult when you're a repair rep trying to fix someone's problem, and especially if they're calling in for the second or third time, it's very difficult to ask them to buy something.